Hello, joyful viewers. Welcome to another exciting edition of Cinema Scene. Do you ever find yourself wondering if there are life forms on other planets? With billions of stars in the universe, we're all fascinated with the thought of galactic neighbors. The theme for today's show revolves around the cosmic community and features the fantasy films Thor, Green Lantern, and Starman. Our first film, Thor, is a 2011 production directed by Oscar-nominated Kenneth Branagh. Based on the Marvel Comics character of the same name, Thor stars Australian actor Chris Hemsworth as the Mighty Thor. The film begins as we find the Mighty Thor accepting his new role as leader of the Great Kingdom of Asgard. Unfortunately, the ceremony is halted by the dreaded Frost Giants, who unsuccessfully try to steal a powerful blue-colored cube called the Casket of the Ancient Winters from the King's Palace. Many years prior, Asgardian warriors had brought peace to the universe by capturing this very Casket of the Ancient Winters. The Frost Giants intend to use the cube as a negative power source in order to take over the Nine Realms of Existence. Not having been deemed king at the ceremony, an upset Thor vows revenge on the Frost Giants by traveling to their planet and waging war. This rash decision gives Thor's father, King Odin, played by Oscar-winning Anthony Hopkins, no choice but to strip Thor of his armor and banish him from Asgard so that he may reflect on his selfish ways. King Odin also banishes Thor's strength, the mighty hammer of power, to Earth, whispering to the hammer that only someone who is worthy of its strength may have the responsibility of wielding it once again.
You are unworthy of these realms, unworthy of your title! You're unworthy of the loved ones you have betrayed. I now take from you your power, the name of my father, and his father before. I owed it all, father! Cut you out!
Whosoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
When Thor lands on Earth, a brilliant astrophysicist named Jane Foster, played by Oscar winner Natalie Portman, discovers him in the desert. She is quite interested in his travel methods and is eager to know if what she scientifically describes as an Einstein-Rosen bridge is real. Back in the land of Asgard, King Odin has fallen ill. Thor's brother Loki, played by Tom Hiddleston, appoints himself the new heir to the throne. Thor's friends on Asgard, known as the Warriors Three, are hesitant about this news and seek out Thor to return him from exile. On Earth, Thor finds his hammer buried in rock and goes to retrieve it. Unaware of the spell King Odin cast on the hammer, Thor is unsuccessful. With the help of Jane Foster, he begins to understand the responsibilities that go with power. In return, Thor tells her some secret truths about the universe.
Convince the scientific community of any of it. Not without hard evidence.
As unrest brews in Asgard, Thor soon finds himself becoming a defender of Earth. Will he ever be able to retain his almighty power and return to Asgard? Thor reminds us that virtues and righteousness are the most powerful instruments to maintain peace and harmony.
Lady Sif and the Warriors Three. My friends, I've never been happier to see anyone. But you should not have come.
Our second film is Green Lantern, a 2011 fantasy adventure based on a DC Comics hero, directed by New Zealand director and producer Martin Campbell. In order to maintain harmony throughout the cosmos, the Guardians of the Universe were formed to help protect the 3,600 sectors of the universe. Each sector was thus assigned a Green Lantern, who wore an all-powerful ring fueled solely by the ring wearer's resolve and strength of imagination. It was also stated, a Green Lantern shall possess no fear. One of the most powerful Green Lanterns, Aban Sur, played by Temuera Morrison, gets defeated by an opposing force named Parallax, who uses fear as its power source. As Aban Sur's ship crash lands on Earth, he whispers to the ring to find a worthy ring bearer.
Choose a well.
This is when we are introduced to ace pilot Hal Jordan, played by Ryan Reynolds. Hal Jordan is confused as to why the ring chose him, an irresponsible but talented young man.
Come on, stay with me. Stay with me. I'm gonna get you some help. I'll be okay. I'll be okay.
Your name.
Hal. Hal Jordan.
Hal Jordan. I am Abinsar, protector of Sector 2.
Hey, listen. We're gonna get you to a hospital, okay? Okay, when it carries purple blood.
The ring, it chose you. Take it. Place the ring in the lantern. Place the ring. Speak the earth. Great honor.
One day, the ring's power whisks him away through space to the Green Lantern headquarters, located on the planet of Oa. Here he learns the history of Oa and why the Green Lanterns are so valuable to the universe. He is also given his very own green power suit and mask to match his ring and lantern, and is invited to test his new powers.
Have you concluded admiring yourself?
He learns that green is the color of will, which is considered the strongest source of energy in the universe. In order to become an effective Green Lantern, the young and reckless Hal Jordan must learn to concentrate at a high level in order to turn his will into reality. Unfortunately, Hal does not fare well and leaves his trainer befuddled as to why the legendary Abinsar has entrusted a ring to him. Not helping his case is the fact that Hal is a human, making him an even more surprising ring bearer since the human race is considered very young.
The ring never makes a mistake. This time it did.
Disheartened, Hal leaves planet Oa, quitting his role as a Green Lantern. Later, he has a heartfelt conversation with his colleague and friend, Carol Ferris, played by Blake Lively. Her advice sparks a light within Hal and erases his self-doubt about his destiny as a mighty Green Lantern. When he learns that the evil being Parallax is headed towards Earth to destroy the planet, he uses all his willpower to stand up to the Parallax.
I feel your fear growing. You will be dead soon. And when you're gone, I'll destroy everything you ever loved. Your family, your home, your planet will be no more.
Those who worship evil's might.
The entire human race will be wiped out because you, Hal Jordan, were afraid.
Beware my power. Hurry up, there's life.
Green Lantern offers an uplifting message of living one's life based not on others' expectations or fear, but on love and courage.
Don't give in to fear. Fight it. Fight it with me.
Your words are compelling, young human.
Our third and final feature is the 1984 science fiction film Starman, directed by John Carpenter. This Oscar-nominated movie is about humanity's outlook towards our interstellar friends. It starts off with real footage of the Voyager 2 spacecraft launching from Cape Kennedy on August 20th, 1977. The mission's intention was to make friendly contact with extraterrestrial beings. Inside the spacecraft was placed a golden record, which held many kinds of examples of life on Earth, such as scenes from Earth, sounds from Earth, music from Earth, and lastly, greetings from Earth. The greetings section was an invitation to other friendly beings in the universe in over 100 languages. As it turns out, an alien being does respond and heads towards Earth. Instead of greeting the visitor, the government shoots down its craft. After the ship crash lands in a Wisconsin forest, a strange but beautiful blue orb of light flies out of the wreckage and finds safety at a nearby lake house. The house belongs to Jenny Hayden, played by Karen Allen. After the Starman transforms himself into a look-alike of Jenny Hayden's late husband, he communicates to her that he must make it to the famous crater site near Winslow, Arizona within 3 days, or he will not be able to return home. For his excellent leading role as Starman, Jeff Bridges garnered an Oscar and Golden Globe nomination for Best Actor. The next morning, the two start their long journey to Arizona in Jenny's car. Meanwhile, scientists have discovered Starman's vessel and are amazed to find the golden record in it. Since the Starman is new to Earth, he must do his best to absorb all kinds of information, from human gestures to different manners of speaking, to ordering food and choosing music on the radio. As Jenny tries to teach him proper human etiquette, the Starman concludes that the human species is primitive in nature. During one of their road stops, he notices a killed deer on a car. He inquires as to why it has been killed and doesn't receive a satisfactory answer. After their meal, Starman utilizes small instruments to try to revive the animal, thinking it had no good reason to die. On their journey, the pair is being chased after by those who believe unjustly that Starman may be a threat to humanity. Starman is a thought-provoking film that addresses the need for understanding between humans and our planetary neighbors. Our three films today, Thor, Green Lantern, and Starman, all feature some aspect of our cosmic community and the importance of love and open-mindedness to foster universal peace. Benevolent viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Cinema Scene. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May your days be filled with laughter and happiness.
At first, his humanity was thought to be a weakness, and yet it proved to be his greatest strength.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.